Yeah.
It feels awesome. It feels like a playoff game. The energy is different. It's a must win. It wakes you back up. It felt really good.
Well, let me ask you, a couple weeks ago, did you feel like Waino had one more inning where he was magical and could kind of turn back the clock? Did this feel like that, like 10 to 20?
Yeah, that's as good as we've seen. I mean, you talked to him right before the game, and if he's being really honest, he was being held up by duct tape before that game started, and for him to go out there and do what he did is highly impressive.
We talked about conversations or things that you do if you were deciding to take Adam out of the game. You went out there, didn't motion the bullpen at all. What did you say to him at the mound before in the sixth?
I wanted to make sure he had enough for Talese and just what the approach was there, but yeah, it was his game.
Mention how he was feeling before this game, and we can all sort of read the numbers. The velo was the velo, it was where it was throughout that game. Did you have concerns that he might not be able to make it through anymore?
No, there's no way he was not going to take the ball today. So no concerns there. It was just a matter of how it was going to come out, and it came out really good.
Acknowledging the velo, what was Waino doing to be so effective in this big way?
Basically just kept guys off balance. He didn't have what he had last time as far as the velo being there, but he mixed it enough to, I mean, there weren't a whole lot of comfortable swings or hard hit balls for the most part. Like, he went through that lineup and he was in control of it the whole time. But it was just fun to watch him out there competing. But then the rest of the group knew what's on the line. The stakes are high, and it was the emotion out of Contreras with the homer. I mean, all of it. It just felt like the baseball we're used to seeing here. It was a heck of a lot of fun.
Well, we talked last year with Albert. He could summon it when he needed to, those big moments. Did you feel the same with the way Adam could kind of rise to the occasion tonight?
It did. He knows he only had so many more shots at it. And regardless of how he felt, he was going to take the ball and give it everything he had, and he did exactly that. To go out there and throw 7 shutout innings, it was fun to watch. Yeah.
Ali, the bat before the one you visit against to let the 9 pitch one. What's going through your mind during that at bat as the prolonged? You also see Adam kind of maybe downshift to throw him off a little, just work with what he had.
Yeah, so one of the things we've noticed with him is after long at-bats or after having a cover first or kind of after 20 pitches in an inning, you see a decline and stuff. So basically went out there for one, a break, but two, kind of make sure, hey, you got enough and keep going. And he was adamant about this being his game.
But in the previous at-bat, the 9-pitch one where he strikes him out on the 86-mile-an-hour fastball,
mm-hmm.
Tested him, missed, and then goes to the curve over and over again. Just the I hate to say this because of the art of pitching that's involved there and how he just got by with what he had.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what he did. It's nothing was overpowering, but he was able to do exactly that. Like, it was a matter of keeping guys off balance. To use the word art, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Different guy, but the night Mason Wynn had it searched up. How big was that? How did helping Wynn right do this?
Yeah, there's a lot of nice plays behind him, and Mason definitely did his job. There's some nice double plays. That the effort on that diving grab that just popped out was awesome to watch as well. But he continues to show his ability at short every night he's out there.
We're in an era where 200 career wins is going to be the new 300. You look at the number of guys only have 100 wins active.
Yeah, we talked about it before the game. Just closest to them, there's a big gap there, and it's just it's a tough accomplishment, man. We just got together as a group and talked, kind of toasted to it, and it's impressive to be in that group. It takes a lot of dedication. It takes a lot of sacrifice to be able to play for as long as he has and then do the things that he's done. But most impressive, and this is what I told the group, most impressive is what he does outside of his skill set of being on the field. He continues to pour into our guys. He continues to invest in the young players that will be here for a long time, knowing that he's not going to be a part of this next year, but he continues to spend his time and energy making sure that he leaves us in a good spot. So.
Can you talk about how impressive that is, even with so much of the struggles this year, where it could be so easy to just be down on yourself constantly and, you know, maybe pull back a little bit from some of those young guys, what that means for him to continue investing and to put more guarantees into it?
No, you're spot on, and most do. Most pull back and kind of go into the shell and just ride this out until it's over. What comes to mind is we were in Kansas City, and he had a bad game. I mean, he got beat up pretty good. Palante also had a bad game, and you come into the clubhouse once the game's over, and you can tell Palante's out of it. He's kind of not sure what to do, and rather than Waino sitting in his own misery, he pulls up a chair, he sits next to Palante for a solid 15-20 minutes or so, and just continues to pour into him and teach him, like, hey, this is a learning moment for you. And that's who he is. It's he's never so consumed with himself. He's constantly looking to invest in others and make those that are in the room with him better. And that's why he's earned the respect of everybody in this game. Yeah.
For a lot of people, for Wilson, just to not able to call that game, to do what he did.
Yeah. Yeah, he was pretty emotional from about the sixth inning on. He wanted to finish this. Waino said it perfectly. This is a guy that not only cares about winning, he just cares, you know, and he wants to see others do well. And for him to call that game a shutout and be a part of Waino's 200 was important for him. So it was pretty special to watch.
To see the Brewers stay out there.
Yeah, it speaks to the respect. Like we talk about, there's guys that have careers when they leave the game. It's just what it is. There's others that you tip your cap to because they've changed the game. They've made an impact on others, not only in their own organization, but outside of theirs. And Waino fits into that bucket. So I respect the Brewers for doing that because it was meaningful.
Thank you.